So Erica Kirk actually had two boyfriends within the 5 years before meeting Charlie Kirk. So why lie about this?
I always thought it was very strange how she would go to drinks with one guy and then go to dinner with another.
I don't think Erica found that strange because I think she did the same thing. It's called dating. No one's bashing that.
Okay, so you guys know how sometimes the squeaky clean image people try to project just completely implodes? That's kind of what's happening right now with Erica Kirk, and it is messy. Like, lose your job and reputation messy. For those who don't know, Erica Kirk was a big name at Turning Point USA, like CEO level big. She's built this whole brand around being super conservative, very Christian, and like, untouched by the horrors of modern dating. But now all that's getting called into question because her ex-boyfriend allegedly leaked some pretty explicit pictures of them together, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. The real story isn't just about the pictures themselves, although those are definitely causing a stir. It's about the layers of apparent lies and inconsistencies that are now surfacing about her past. It's like, was the whole pure and godly woman thing a carefully constructed facade? Because if these leaks and other details are to be believed, the answer is a resounding maybe? Let's rewind a bit. Erica Kirk has always told this story about how she never really dated much before meeting her late husband, Charlie Kirk. She painted this picture of being this super disciplined, almost sheltered woman who finally found the love of her life and settled down. It was all very stay-at-home wife and have his kids kind of vibes. It's a good story. It plays well with her audience, right? But here's where things get sticky. It turns out that narrative might not be entirely true. People started digging and they unearthed some pretty interesting stuff. Like, remember how she said in an interview with CBS Morning that she didn't date anyone for like 5 years before meeting Charlie? Well, it seems she was dating a guy named Cabot Phillips during that time. And get this, Cabot works at Turning Point USA. Awkward. And it doesn't stop there. Apparently, Erica was also on season 3 of this Bravo reality show called Summer House. Now, I'm not a reality TV expert, but from what I gather, it's basically a bunch of young, attractive people getting drunk and hooking up in the Hamptons. Not exactly the image of a pious Christian woman, right? The episodes were filmed in August 2018, and in the footage, she's very clearly drinking. So why the need to lie about that? The more people looked, the more inconsistencies they found. It turns out Erica wasn't just skipping the partying. She was also publicly dating at least two men before trying to convince Charlie to settle down with her. One of those men was Tyler JT Massey, a pro baseball player. She even called him her favorite human and incredible boyfriend in an interview. People even thought they were engaged at one point. Like, what? Then there's this photo from one of Trump's rallies back in 2015. Erica's standing next to a man and there's a young girl between them. People started speculating that the girl was Erica and JT Massey's kid because she looks a lot like him. I mean, who knows if that's true, but it adds another layer to the whole mystery. But here's where it gets even more interesting. Okay, so you see Tyler Bohrer in the bleachers, the same Tyler that later introduced Erica to Charlie, who's also now conveniently one of TPUSA's leading figures. This raises multiple questions. Why did Erica scrub this part of her history? Why did she try so hard to convince everyone, including Charlie, that she was this pious Christian woman before marriage, when photos and video evidence suggest otherwise? You know, the men that are just, they're grabbing the low-hanging fruit, meaning on the app. Women get upset when they go on a date with a guy they found on an app and all of a sudden they ghost them. To me, it's because the guy didn't have to hunt for them. Not saying they have to hunt for a woman, but they do have to seek out a wife. Now, here's the part Erica consistently skips past when she tells this story, because it's where everything stops looking accidental. Her history with Tyler Bohrer and how it overlaps with everything else. And that was until I hosted the first Trump rally in Trump rally history right here in Arizona in 2015. I got a call from Miss Erica Kirk, Miss Arizona 2012. I just want to help, she said. So naturally, I put her right behind the president at that first rally. As you guys probably know, Tyler Burr stepped into the COO role at TPUSA in 2017. And not long after that, he arranged what was framed as a professional job interview between Erica and Charlie. Although that interview somehow turned into their first date. But before that introduction ever happened, Erica wasn't single, wasn't searching, and wasn't living the story she later sold to the public. She was in an active relationship with Cat Phillips, a detail that became impossible to ignore once people started pulling timelines instead of quotes. Kat isn't just some random ex. At the same time, Charlie was publicly clashing with Ben Shapiro over alleged political pressure and donor influence. Kit was working directly under Shapiro as a senior editor at the Daily Wire, tied into the same circles Charlie openly said were targeting him. That alone raises questions, but it doesn't stop there. An old tweet from Kit resurfaced showing him and Erica on a painting date posted in September 2017. The caption, "Yes, we're that couple that gets painting lessons together." Casually confirming they were together right when Erica claims her life was quiet, disciplined, and untouched by dating. Even more uncomfortable, photos from that same period show Cabot and Charlie socializing, playing basketball, and moving in the same spaces, which makes Erica's claim that she randomly met Charlie a year later start to fall apart. And once that detail clicked for people, speculation shifted fast. Because if Erica was dating Cabot while being introduced to Charlie through Boar, then the window for when those alleged photos were taken suddenly becomes very clear. And when you factor in that those images didn't resurface until Charlie was gone and Erica was finally under real scrutiny, the timing stops feeling coincidental. Okay, so coincidental? I don't think so. Now here's where everything falls apart for Erica. Since her name started making the headlines, she's been able to avoid any serious scrutiny by slapping a pound of makeup on and making the fireworks at her next tour stop even brighter. But now, it's looking like she's finally met the one thing she can't outrun or mask, you know? Since people started whispering about those photos, T-Pusa has allegedly sent some internal memos around with words like emergency meeting and leadership restructuring floating around. Long story short, Erica is about to lose her position as CEO, the same one she jumped into before Charlie's body was even cold in the ground. And while those photos might never make it to the mainstream media because of how risque they are, the mere idea that they're somewhere in a file waiting to be detonated has done more than enough damage to her reputation. Now, here's where the conversation shifts. Because once the heat stopped being just about Erica, people started looking sideways at the men who were around her when all of this was being set up. And Kat Phillips is the name that keeps resurfacing. While Erica is getting dragged from every direction, Kat is out here launching a T-Pusa tour branded How to Lead Like Charlie, moving forward publicly as if his proximity to this entire situation doesn't exist. And that's where things get uncomfortable because, as you guys probably know, Kat's political ties were never clean or distant. His father, Tim Phillips, wasn't just some random operative. He was a major Republican power player and the former head of Americans for Prosperity until he was abruptly forced out in 2021 for what the organization vaguely labeled personal impropriety, offering no real explanation beyond a carefully worded statement and total silence after. That same silence shows up again when people start digging into Kat's background, including a Reddit post from someone who claimed to know the Phillips family personally and alleged they ran a cult-like megachurch in Leesburg, Virginia. A claim that raised eyebrows once people noticed Cabot's brother listed on Cornerstone Chapel's own website as an assistant pastor overseeing middle school youth. And then there's the detail people can't stop circling back to. Kat's pizza tattoo, which wouldn't mean anything on its own, except for the fact that Charlie openly talked about believing pizza was used as coded language by evil people to mask their disturbing activity. Stack that on top of Kat's ties to those very people, and suddenly the question isn't just why Kit introduced Erica to Charlie, it's whether he already had leverage in his pocket when he did it. Because if the timeline lines up, then those photos didn't just exist quietly for years by accident, and the idea that they resurfaced only now starts to feel less random and a lot more deliberate. Now that Erica's image is shattered, she's looking to the people who swore they had her back for support, but they're acting like they don't know her. However, those photos didn't surface randomly, and the same names keep showing up at every turning, which is why the only question hanging in the air now is whether Erica is finally being exposed for good, or someone is just pulling the leverage they have over her.